nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba this evening, and today we are going to be looking at the economic situation in the country. Many people are already complaining about the high inflation in the country. Things are getting expensive in the market. What should be the cause of all this? And from the economic point of view, are there some remedies that can be taken by the government right now to find a solution to what is happening in our major markets across the country? That's what we are going to be discussing right here with Mr. Sunday Mayang Agok, who is the economic analyst here with us here in the studio. And our lines will be open to you, where you can call on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. So you can send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912177141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch as we look at the general economic outlook of South Sudan this evening. Let me take the chance to welcome our guest here, Sunday. Good evening, and thank you so much for coming to our studio.
Thank you so much, Sunny Martin, for hosting me at the Radio Maraya show.
Yes, like I just said, the economic situation in this country is biting very hard. The common man on the street is struggling to put food on the table for his family members. What is the general economic outlook in this country like as an economist?
If the economic outlook of South Sudan is very fragile, it's not good. The economy is not performing well. When you look at the indicators, as you introduced, one of the indicators that we looked at is the inflation, because it usually have a very huge impact on what is happening in the market. So if the inflation has gone wild the way it has now, it results into a bad cost of living in the country. It affects a lot of people. The living conditions of the people would not be good. The economic indicators like GDP, that is gross domestic products, and then gross national income, would also be affected, because this is the bottom line of everything. When you look at the other macroeconomic policies, basically we have four macroeconomic policies of the government. These are theoretically that we have.
Yeah.
But the government, according to the situation, choose one and solve it. Because once you take one, it costs the other. You use the other one, it affects the other, like that. For example, we have four macroeconomic policies of the government. One is economic growth. Two is unemployment. Three is inflation. And then four is balance of payment. How do they relate? For example, if the government is saying we need economy to grow, which is always the main objective of many government all over the world, then it will have to reduce on the employment. You see, automatically it costs the second macroeconomic policy. So the economic growth model, they are advocate of an adjustment, what we call structural adjustment policies. What they do, you need to have a lean government so that you have more income as a government, that you invest on things that have high economic return.
Right.
So once the economy is growing and then it is developing, even the living conditions of the people would be stabilized. What does this theory say? It says the government must be lean, not a huge government. But in our situation now, we have a huge government. Yeah. So this huge government, a lot of expenditure will go into the government operation. So the economy will not, there will be no investment on things that have high economic return. So the economy will not perform well. It would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a lean government, then the government will have more money. And then now more money will be invested on things that have high economic return, like roads, like skills for the people who are working in the offices, education. You have to educate people, like health. You know, like the market, investing in the market, things to stabilize the market. There's a way it's supposed to be done in economic theories. So this money, help stabilize the living condition of the people there. The good roads will allow commodities to be taken easily. The movement of goods and services will be at ease. So once this is done, it results into unemployment in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So this unemployment, many people will not be employed. But now, the current model of governance in South Sudan is an employment economy. It is employing a lot of people. So many people are being employed. And then now, when you look at when there is unemployment and the government want to employ more people, it will be affected. A lot of resources will go to paying the operation cost, the salaries, and maintenance of the staff, and so on. So this kind of model will always fail, and it will result into inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of expenditure will be used to finance these government operations. The inflation, we are now in economic model 3. We are an inflationary economy. The inflation will be very high in the country. Why? Because the government is not using the money to invest on things that have high economic return.
Yeah.
Like the roads are blocked, the markets are not performing well, and there is no proper investment. The dollar is wild against the local currency, and the government does not know where even the problem is. But in an ideal situation, a government is supposed to identify what kind of inflation do we have in the country.
So right now, for our current situation right now, what should be the major cause of what we are experiencing right now?
Lack of focus on stabilizing macroeconomic conditions in the country. There is no focus, whether at monetary level or fiscal level. So the ministries that are in charge of economic institutions, they don't have any focus on how to look at where the problem is, and then identify the key deliverable that will show you have achieved this, and how you intervene.
But if some members of the economic cluster are listening to you right now, they will say they will not agree with you, because they say they are doing a lot in terms of reforms in this country to fix what we are talking about.
What are the results? The inflation is high. The cost of living is bad. The poverty is increasing in the country. So what impact is what they are saying is making in our life? So if you say we have done a lot and we are not seeing it, the cost of living is bad. You go to the market, the price of commodities keep changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay more pounds for a commodity that you used to buy yesterday with the less pounds. So this, but now you are telling us you have done at the parliament or at an economic institutions something you made deliverable. I would not agree with you, because now if you say the price of fuel was 1,000. But we have worked up to 70. Now it's being sold at 700. Then it makes sense. You are reducing on the prices.
Yeah.
And also, the price of a bag of maize was maybe 15,000. Now we have worked as a government to reduce it up to 9,000. By having this kind of economic indicators, I would agree that these people are working. But the price of a bag of maize, I don't even know now how much it is. It is keeping changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And not down. It is going up. So if the prices are going up for all the essential commodities, basic commodities, then you have not done. You have not done anything. So what is it, what could be an achievement if the living conditions of the people of South Sudan are improved? For example, the purchasing power is improved. Your money has a value. Like, for example, look at the way our money is running out from being a money to being a currency. So, for example, you remember Sunny Martin? You used to order food at £5.
Mm-hmm.
Now how much do you buy food at an ordinary shop? It is around 1,000 something. So the £5 has lost its money value to being a currency. It doesn't buy you anything, even a sweet. So you used to buy at £5, but now you are buying at 1,500.
So with all the inflation in the country now, what impact is it having, first of all, in the market and on the common person on the street?
One of the key impacts the current inflation is making is that it is reducing the purchasing power of pounds. The money that we have, I mean the purchasing power of the customers, is being reduced. Because now you go with a lot of money
to the market.
To the market, you go and come and buy a few goods. So meaning our value is not losing. And for you are not gaining. You want to buy food, you bring small food to the household. So this results into poverty. An increase in poverty rate. So many people are becoming poorer every day than maybe in 2012 or 2013, even when we were having war 2014, people were a little bit okay. They are becoming more richer and better compared to now, because the purchasing power is affected. So this also results into pensions being affected by some people. Mm-hmm. You know, the yen SSP, the yen sovereign is found. So some money are cut and are put for your saving regularly from your grade and from your salary that you get. You put it in the bank, it remains there. Like, for example, Sunny Martin, if you retired in 2008 from work or 2010, by that time, the official rate, or 2014 or 2013, you retired from that period. Your salary, I mean, maybe what you put in the bank is 1,500,000.
Yeah, by that time.
By that time, 1,000,000 South Sudan is found. 1,500,000. By that time, maybe change it to US dollar at the rate of 4.96, it will give you 302,000. 419 US dollar.
By then.
That is the value. Now you retired from that time. And you keep this money as your US dollar.
You can have a peaceful retirement.
You said I have 302,000. And then now, in 2023, what is the value of 1,500,000? So the value of 1,500,000 SSP using a rate of 770 is only 1,948 US dollar.
That's the official bank rate.
Yeah, using the official bank rate of 770. So it means if you were to invest, you have the pensions of 1,500,000 at KCB, and now you want to go and withdraw a little bit, and you say, let me know how much is 1,500,000 at our current rate. Mm. It will give you a value of 1,948
dollars.
US dollar. So it has moved from 302,000
USD
up to 1,900. You see the way we are losing our money. So it means it will keep the pensioners poorer and poorer, and it will also drain our economy. You know, we'll generate a lot of money for our country, and we say we are richer than Uganda because of the oil we produce. But how is the money losing its value?
Yes, and
it is too much.
Yeah, Sunday from the Bank of South Sudan Directorate of Currency and Banking, they are going to auction 2 million US dollars on Saturday this week, and maybe that's one way of trying to solve the problem.
No, it's not one way of solving it. Because first of all, when you look at one of the causes of a value, I mean of currency losing its value, is expectations. What is the expectation of the South Sudanese in the market? They are saying the government is going to exchange 2 million South Sudanese pound, so they will buy this currency, put it in their houses, because there is also a statement made by the governor of Central Bank that all the institutions are not going to use US dollar. And you know, the only currency that can guarantee you a stable expenditure is US dollar. So for you work with Mirai FM, I guess you are afraid in US dollar. Now, if you are afraid in SSP using the exchange rate, and you see the way it changes, it used to be at 70. Within a period of 1 week, our currency lost its value by 11%.
Yeah.
Now, if your salary lost a value by 11% within a week, and then the other work it loses the value, so what will happen to your salary? It will be distorted. So these people will put 2 million into exchange, but these buyers who are there, who will buy this money, will not circulate this in the economy.
So it's
because we also have another problem in our economy. Who is running our economy? It is foreigners. Like, for example, this 2 million, 80% of 2 million will go to foreigners. It will not go to South Sudanese. And what do they do with this money? If what they do, there are two things. One, the profit that they get, they repatriate back to their countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they maintain the running cost. Because our environment is very fragile, we are very rigid in terms of allocating land to the foreigners or even to ourselves. So they will not invest this money to build either private clinics or private schools. No. They would just take this profit back to their house, to their countries, and they remain with the running cost, so that they use this running cost for their business. So 80% of 2 million will go outside South Sudan. And if it goes outside South Sudan, it is stab our economy. You are denying the circulation of 80% of 2 million circulating in our economy. So the central bank would say, I pour a lot of dollars, and it sits expecting that these people will come and buy South Sudanese pound at the central bank. No, they will not. They are running a business here, selling using SSP, come and get at the cheaper rate US dollar, repatriated back to their countries. And our economy still remains for.
So what is the way forward as an economist? What are your recommendations to the government?
One of the key.
To arrest the current situation we are at right now. Because like you said, depending on why you buy water here in Juba, the last time I bought water was this afternoon. The big bottle one.
Yes.
The 1.5 liter.
Yes.
It's sold at 400.
400.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on why you buy, I called my friend. He said in their place, they're still selling it at 300 anyway.
Mm.
So, now we have this situation. When you go to, like you said, if you go to these local restaurants, the prices have also gone high.
Mm.
The women who sell these greens, who buy here in Gabat, to go and sell it in Konyo, the mangoes, the bananas, onion right now is 200 per piece. So, what is the way forward in terms of addressing this current situation we have right now? Because it's biting very hard.
The best thing, we have to look at, where does our money go? It goes to the foreigners. So the foreigners become more richer than us. So if our citizens, the local citizen, could be empowered to be the one now getting 80% allocation
of
the money.
How can the government empower the local people? Because this is also very impossible.
One of my articles that I shared in Facebook was the introduction of getting back to letters of credit. How does this work?
But it never worked by then.
Yeah, because it was corrupted. You give it to citizen sell it to the foreigner, and he gets small money, he becomes happy, sell it away and goes. Now you don't allow this kind of players, citizens that are like that.
Mm.
Look for established business who are South Sudanese. Not a person who is on the street that you want to help. But someone who owns a business, he has a physical address. You give him the letters of credit. Let this person be the one now to go and bring goods, he himself or herself, to the country. Not sell it out. And then you monitor this. What is the work of, at the national security, one of the things that they monitor critically is the issue of the dollar. How is it performing? And who are the players using it? And also they look at the fuel. These are the things that pushes price. Like you are saying, the price of the water has increased. And even the vegetables and all the other essential commodities that are sold on the roadside, they increase this. It is because they are following the dollar and the fuel. Because this thing, they are brought from outside the country by foreigners. So empower citizens so that they have access to letters of credit. That's one thing. Number two, you have to put some money as a central government must move out from short-term solutions. They should move to long-term solutions encouraging businesses. Get some money, put them in commercial bank and put a favorable interest rate on these people, or even zero interest rate, and then you ask people to apply for loans from the commercial bank. You get the loan, and then you set up a small business. You give this loan to people who have established business.
But Sandy, this has happened before. Some banks collapse as a result of what you are talking about.
It is mismanagement that made them collapse. So you have to have effective management, and you have to, if you allow everything to be done the way people wish, things will not work. They have to be done the way the boss wants it. For example, the president is saying we need happy South Sudanese people. One of the ways, one of the objective why he's in his office is to make South Sudanese happy, facilitate the environment. So this is what is happening. So if some people does not want to make people happy, these people are sabotaging him. They don't. They want to make him fail. So what you do is punish those who are failing the initiative of making people happy. One of the ways you can make people happy is by building a good roads. So if you find that the Minister of Road is not doing his work, you can quarrel with them, because once the road is good, it's a very clean road, the people will be happy. Mm. Like now, the Barral Ghazal road, people used to spend a day in order for you to reach Wau or Northern Barral Ghazal. When the president made a supervisory visit of Barral Ghazal road, it was maram. It was cleared. So you spend around 9 hours, you are already in Rumbek, or you are already in a wheel, or Nani. So people were happy. Oh, the road is good. So this have a positive political return to the president, and people become happy. So his objective is achieved. So the president should get rid of those who are sitting on their jobs. You have to come with a report. But what did you plan? What is the deliverable?
We have seen a series of changes happening in this country, but no impact.
They are not right changes. Mm-hmm. So the president should keep trying until he get right ones.
Okay.
So get the right people who know what how is market supposed to be stabilized. Like, for example, one of the functions of the Minister of Commerce is to monitor the consumer price index, and then does, using letters of credit, you know, incentive. We have what we call price floor and price ceiling. There are certain commodities the government is saying, no, this one, for me to be happy with my citizen, they need a good food. So don't sell food in an expensive way.
But they say
so it is subsidized.
This is a free economy.
Yeah, it is. But there's no free economy, absolute free economy completely. It is not there. What we have is a traditional economy. And we want to make a transition to a far-fetched economy. So we would not behave absolutely. Mm-hmm. There should be some form of intervention by offering subsidies to the farmers so that they are able to have tools to improve their cultivation. This will enable them to move from subsistence farming to extensive or sufficient farming. They would have surplus to sell. And if they sell, then they would be having money to improve the living conditions that they have, either by taking more children to schools or improving the health status, the nutrition, and so many other form in the household. So here, we need to have right change. Someone who knows how to make price floor and price ceiling at the Minister of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And someone who knows what are the monetary policies that we have as a central bank. And then this person must always look at the indicators. Like example, once you become a governor, you think that exchanging US dollar to South Sudanese pound is the only role that you do. No. That's where we get it wrong. And then when you become a Minister of Finance, people think that paying salaries, that does not even have a value in our market. Then if you pay salaries on time, everyone say, hey, Minister X is a good minister because he has paid our salary. But what is the economic value of this currency? Mm. It is nothing. It doesn't have a value. Eh? You know, the salary has no value. You get a salary of 3,000 on time or 10,000 on time. Will it buy for you a bag of mess? No. It will not buy. So it doesn't have this is, in economics term, it is called a nominal wage. So if you are getting a real wages and it is paid on time, it makes sense. Real wages is like this. When we started the government, the basic salary of maybe the last person in the structure of the government.
Mm-hmm. That's is, grade
18. Yeah, that is the last grade, yeah.
Yeah,
the last was $100, one. Right? It's equivalent of $100.
Yeah.
That is 296 or 290. Okay, by then. Now, if you maintain the $100 that we used to pay, how is it now? It is 77,000. That is the official rate. So you could be able now to buy a bag of maize. You can be able to buy oil, and you can be able to put aside some money that you can use to finance some other household needs. But now, we have a problem here on economic theory. We are saying we are a capitalist economy, meaning the demand and supply will determine the real wages and our engagement in finance. But look, why is it not being done at the salary level? The salary is stagnant. Look, the exchange rate is buried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day it keeps changing, right?
Yeah.
So, and the salary is fixed.
So, do you...
Like, the exchange rate last in June last year, it was 60,000. Now, it has reached to 77,000. And the prices are following this exchange rate.
And the salary,
is remaining down. So it will affect the citizens who are getting this salary.
So
our mindset is wrong by saying a minister who pays salary
on time
is a good minister. But what is the value of this salary? It has no value in the market.
So now, what is the way forward? Do you think or do you foresee things improving very soon?
When you look at our reports and the action that our government officials have toward this plan that we have, there is something encouraging. I'm not hopeful that the economy will turn for better now. In state, it will continue to be worse. Even the projection made by our economists is indicating that our economy is going to be bad. So to me, I'm not hopeful. I'm not happy with the economic ministers. And all the technicians that are working with them, they are not doing anything to change the life in the course of our economy. No. Although we have very good plan, nothing is being done. So they have to work hard by improving. You know, you look at the economic indicators, fight the inflation, let the inflation go down. If these people are saying they are doing very well, let them reduce the dollar from 77,000 to maybe 50. And they come here and say, look, this is what we have done. I will not criticize them. But if the dollar is continuously growing up, then they are not delivering. They are not doing well. So the dollar will continue to go up. The prices will continue to go up. The living condition of our people will continue to worsen. Because the course of action that adopted by the people in charge of economic institutions is not in a way aim at delivering services to the people.
That's what I was about to ask before our lines are open to our listeners to call and ask their questions. Before the Pope came to South Sudan, the dollar was around 60, 65, but all of a sudden it has gone very high. That's why I am asking again, what should be the reason as an economist? What happened?
You know, the expectations where people were political, there was a huge political return, by the way, when the Pope was coming. People were very happy. South Sudanese were united. They were dancing together all over the country, excited that Pope is coming to Juba. They were very happy. So conflict even reduced, only except few areas.
Mm.
It has a very good political return. But economic-wise, there was a problem that was done. A statement was issued. This statement is the one that is affecting the dollar.
Statement by the central
by the central bank that all the institutions are going to pay using SSP, South Sudanese pound, and so meaning there will be no payment of US dollar. And people know very well the government reserve on to stabilize the exchange rate is low, so people withhold their dollars. You keep it in your pocket. So maybe, Sunny, you used to have $500 a week. I assume you may not be having. I assume. So because you hear the governor is going to restrict payment to be in SSP, and you know people prices follow the dollar, and you are now the dollar owner of $500, you will only change $200
and keep
in a week and keep $300 as a reserve, a bag of. Because you know things are going to be bad. So by withholding 300, you are denying dollar circulation by 300 US dollar. So that statement should have not been made. You just keep quiet about it, improve the institutions of the economy, make a good relationship between commercial bank and the central bank first. Say that the commercial bank can find central bank a safe place to put their reserve. So they would just be putting a lot of reserve at central bank, you know, which is not the case now. Once the a lot of dollars is with the central bank, you can say, yeah. Now I have more dollars. In order to buy South Sudanese pound, let everyone be paid in South Sudanese pound. Now, UNICEF, who used to pay in South Sudanese pound, I mean in US dollar, will take now its South Sudanese pound to central bank and buy a dollar from central bank instead of now everyone buying from central auctioning.
Mm-hmm.
So it will not be auction, it will come and buy so that it pay the staff of UNICEF or UNDP using South Sudanese pound, for example. But if this relationship is not established and you go to the air and you say, we are going to pay, we ordered all the institutions, including the government institutions, pay an LSP, then you are scaring people who are holders of the dollars to keep them in their pockets. And if they keep them more in their pocket, then you are killing our economy.
Right. If you have just joined us right now, you're listening to Nationwide. My name is Annie Martin. We're coming to you live from Juba. And this evening, we are looking at the general economic situation in the country where things are getting expensive day by day. And the dollar also, the exchange rate today, according to Sunday, is a 77 SSP per $1. That means if you want $100, you have to get about 77,000. SSP to get 100. That's when we are selling. I don't know how much when you are buying. We shall be hearing from him. You can call us on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion. We are looking at he has already outlined some recommendations according to him, which he believe if the government or other stakeholders initiate, things may improve, but he still doubt whether things may be better in the coming days. 0912062079, or you can send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912062177141, and we have this one here coming in from Mayeni Lol Dutungor from Mapere West in Awiltown. He says, how is it at the moment now for the government or our current leaders to fight the inflation in the country and ensure that things stabilizes again? That's from Mayeni Lol Dutungor from Mapere West in Awiltown, Northern Baragaza State. Another one here is coming in from James Uruai Majokin from Bentiu Town. He says, at the moment now, the country is suffering because the economy is biting everybody's life and the country is not doing a lot. I think that's just a comment. And then another SMS here is coming in from Atem Jacob Dow from York Payam. He says the economic crisis in South Sudan cannot be solved by talking unless the government takes action. That's from Atem Jacob. And then another SMS here is coming in from Gatwich Manuel Koryom in Juba. He says the economic reform in this country will not reform because there are regulations set by the government unless if government have a quick look and reopening all measures like connecting the 10 states to the capital Juba, improving the security in the country, and ensuring that people embark on agriculture, that is the backbone of our country. Importing all goods from Uganda or another neighboring country is the cause of the rush for dollars. That's from Gatwich. Let's begin with that comment there, because also I've heard several times some senior government officials urging the people of South Sudan to really begin cultivating, because for now, for sure, we import nearly everything from the neighboring country, like including cabbage. I've seen here trucks coming with cabbage. Like if you cannot produce cabbage in this country.
Mm. Yeah, you know, the late founder of our country,
Dr. John Garang,
was saying we take town to the people. What he meant, we build roads to the people and encourage them on agriculture so that they produce food. When the food is produced, they can take it to the roads and then it can be transported to the market centers. So there will be people in Ye making cassava, and then the roadside cassava is being sold cheaper than in Juba. Then people buy it from there, come and sell it in Juba. They get profit. And then in Ring, they produce a lot of sagam, and then now people of Ring can now transport it because they have means, good roads to bring it to Juba or any other town that
nearby
that,
town.
Nearby town that needs these commodities. So agriculture is the backbone of a traditional economy like what we have. And even advanced economies, you have to have agricultural products. So one of the keys, key focus of our government, I agree with the Gadwich, is to connect the tiny state, improve the security, and make sure people are encouraged to produce. In Lagos State, the governor of Lagos State has prioritized agriculture as second priority after education. And now it has good return. When you go to Lagos, food is okay.
Mm.
It is in abundance. So all the others, other leaders must also do the same by encouraging agriculture. So I agree with the Gadwich. Mayen Lualdut is saying whether the government is resolved to fight inflation. It is. The government is fighting inflation. But the thing is, the way it is being fought is not making us win over inflation. So that's why now inflation is provoked in our country. You know, we have four type of inflation. There is demand-push inflation, cost-push inflation, and then interaction between demand and cost, and then expectations. But what most of our economic ministers are doing, or government officials, is causing inflation through expectation. By always saying things are going to be bad. This is bad. Don't do that. You can say things are bad when they are really bad, and you, there is no way you can manage it, and then you resign, you go home. If you know things are bad, just keep quiet and look at the best way you can manage them. Like, for example, you have the governor of Central Bank. Don't tell us things are bad. It will cause me like diarrhea. I will be sick as a citizen. So fix it. That's why you are there. Instead of telling us, you can only tell us things are bad and you exit. But if you are interested in your job, don't tell us this story. What you need to do, encourage the government to have a lean government, the national government. Make sure you encourage the government to reduce on the expenditure. Ask the government to invest on agriculture. Ask the government to improve on the transportation so that the inflation reduces a little bit. Because this thing facilitates the movement of goods and service. And then you, as a central bank manager, encourage this commercial institution to put their reserve at the central bank so that you have abundance of source of U.S. dollar.
From your economic point of view, don't you think these forex bureaus or people are not keeping their money there? Their reserves, where do they keep it from these commercial banks?
Largely, I don't have intelligent report on where the money is.
Yeah.
But most of the time, when I was working and I earned some dollars, I keep them at home. because when you put them in the bank, sometimes you ask for dollars, they say it's not there. So also this need to be improved, the relationship between citizen and the banks.
So that
when they put their money, they trust. When they put their money, anytime they need, you are available to give it back to them.
Okay, 091-206-2079 or 091-206-2950. You can call us and be part of our discussion this evening. We are looking at the best way of handling our current economic situation right now in the country. Hello, Redimire. Hello.
Good evening, Sonny.
Good evening to your name.
This is Agur Majob from Juba here, Newside.
Okay, go ahead, Majob.
Thank you. Good evening, economists in the studio and to the listeners. What I want just to ask is, you have talked about it before, but I will need a little bit comment and ask questions afterwards. First of all, this economy is worsening because the government expenditure is high. When you look at the five vice presidents, the ministers, everybody wants to have a big chair. That's one. Number two, the issue is devoted to the people who are beneficiaries of our economy.
Yeah.
The ministers, the houses are not here in the country. They have taken their families abroad. They take lump sums of money to those people. Those countries are the ones benefiting. Talk of health, education, and other things. They are not being we are not getting it. The families are just enjoying those good things in other countries. Now the problem is a bit complex. They pretend that they are doing something to us,
Yeah.
Yet they're saying if our economy was going to be okay, then they would have just take their country, their families back to the country, and then they see what is the way forward. Now, the economy is not believing that we are going to have a perfect economy ahead of us, or it is going to be getting better.
Okay.
How am I going to feel as a layman in the village there, or in remote areas, or in Tuba here, who is experiencing this high inflation? That's one. Number two, if we want to handle it at the economic point of view, and at my level as a citizen, how best can I participate in improving this economic situation in this country?
All right. Thank you so much for your question from New Side here. Hello, Redimira. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, Rayapan.
Yes, your name?
Yes, Joseph from Monique.
Okay, Joseph from Monique. Go ahead with the question, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm very happy for the discussion today.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome the columnist. It is a really columnist, the one who spoke there.
Mm.
The main problem here in South Sudan is the citizens are not in life. The way that to get power, to be in power, it is a way that to be rich. That is what people want. If you look at somebody, he's a talk. He's defending his position, and he's not working for the benefit of the people. That is number one. Number two, let the government set and brought in the money, which is the revenues, which is oil revenues to the central bank, and non-oil revenues to the central bank. If they are there, the situation of the economy will be settled.
Mm.
But if those money are not yet brought in, and people are always talking on the way that they say that they're going to establish the economy. So what I know, there is a failure.
Okay.
It is failure of the economy. And I could ask, what done by the government of South Sudan successful out of economy? What done by the government now is successful?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Joseph from Monarchy here. Thank you so much for your question. And we have another one coming from Ochala, Odol Ochala in Pachola. And he says, does the upward movement of prices of commodities without a drop of dollar is having any explanation to what's going on right now? And he says, I am worried our business women and men in Konyo one day will just decide and put the prices where everybody cannot afford to buy anything one day. That's from Ochala in Pachola.
Yeah, thank you so much. Maybe I can start with the Agur.
Yeah.
Joke.
Yes. From New Side here.
He's saying the expenditure is very high. I agree with him. Let the government reduce on the operation
like
cost.
You said
let them have a lean government. Once the political parties should put the interests of the people.
But they also argue that we have an agreement to implement. That's what we are following.
But you can have a concession. Mm. You have to listen to the demand of the people. They are saying, look, your government is very big. It's not making us rich. It's making us poor. And our living condition is bad because of this large government. You reduced. So if the citizens are saying this, the politicians should listen to it by withdrawing some of their position that they have, and allow the president to work with a few people so that the economy can stabilize and improve, and we will have a better economy. Mm. So I agree with them. I also agree with them. The lifestyle of our politician is not good.
Yeah.
A lot of children are sent outside, children and whatever. What they should do is let them improve the education here, so that their children can learn here.
The health, education,
the health,
road,
and yeah,
all
let them improve this. And he was also calling, how do I participate in the economy?
Yeah.
I like this question very much from Agwer.
Mm.
He's saying, how do I participate in this economy? One of the best ways, to make it better. One of the ways is for you open our business. You engage in a small scale business so that you sell and also learn by participating in opening up small scale business, it would not only generate the revenues for you, it will also help you provide service to the people, like those service who want people who want water, people who want airtime, people who want any other things. That is that I like that point. And then Joseph. Joseph is very happy with my engagement with them.
Yeah.
Thank you for this positive feedback. Yeah, you know, the issues of revenues to be taken to central bank. You know, the relationship between the Minister of Finance and central bank is that once central bank get US dollar, hard currency, the only place where they can exchange it is central bank. So you encourage that the Minister of Finance should always bring hard currency to the central bank so that central bank would be able to have a lot of circulation of US dollar. By having this money, then it can stabilize the our currency. And Oshala, yes, the upward movement of dollar is going to allow our traders in Konyo-Konyo to increase price because they will always be following the dollar. And equally, the fuel prices. So, as long as dollar is going this fall, they would always increase their prices. And there is no pressure that you can give them that will allow them not to sell at the prices. You can ask the town mayor or the city mayor to come and talk with them. You reduce the price. They will reduce the, but tomorrow they increase again.
Mm.
So what we need is how to stabilize our currency. Make sure we have hard currency. Get the money, put it in the central bank. And then now, stop interference from the central bank. The only way the central bank would be strong is to allow it to be independent. If there is any political interference from all the other institutions of the government to central bank, it will weaken it. So allow central bank to be independent. Ask what are your plan. I look at their plan, very nice, but the action is not there.
Mm.
So let them stick to their plan, and as political leaders, hold them accountable for any failure. So if they fail, you ask them to exit. If they are doing well, you appreciate them.
Right.
So this is what I think can be done.
And in your conclusion, because our time is up, we have to go for the news. What more can the people of South Sudan, in terms of resolving this economic crisis we have at hand now, what is the best way of going about it in 1 minute?
The best way is for us to engage in business. Let everyone engage in business, and
does the environment allow for everyone to engage in the business?
That's what the government should encourage. The government should encourage, like I was saying before, the central government should move away from only managing the exchange rate. They should also put some money to the central bank, commercial bank, so that the commercial bank are able to loan out money. You know, if there is issue of collateral, it should be discussed. Like, you know, we used to have our leaders, gold leaders. The gold leaders at the PIAM can also be collateral. If your gold leader is saying, or executive chief is saying, I know Sande Manyang is from my area, give him loan. If there is a default in this loan, come to our PIAM, we'll pay it.
Okay.
By encouraging everyone engage in business, and also by improving accountabilities.
Thank you.
Would enable our economy to stabilize.
Thank you very much, Sande Manyang Agoka, economic analyst here in Juba, and we appreciate you for coming to our studio this evening.
Thank you so much, Sande Martin.